we're topping it because there's no other way than topping it. This is a post-evolution of consciousness convention podcast with a pillar of the convention. He was our host on Sunday in his beautiful mansion. And honestly, I got so much inspiration, motivation, distinctions. I am moved by you, Brian Casella, and I really, really, really mean this. You inspire me. When I grow up, I want to be just like you. How are you, Brian?
Vince, incredible, man. Your introductions are always great, and what better thing to have a legend tell me than that, man. I really appreciate it. Happy to be here. The event was a total success. We had a great group of guys, and I really believe that everybody left a different person, honestly.
Absolutely. I want to really help our listeners, Brian. And I have to really, really, really apply myself with the introductions because I feel that you're at a place where there's really no word to describe your impeccability, how capable you are, how sharp you are, and you score so high everywhere, you know. You're the one who's always, like, mindful of the little thank you and so on. But at the same time, you show up like nobody else. You top it. And you live it. You live it, you know. So at the same time also, this is the beginning of the year. You're a champion. You have the mindset of a champion. Many people, they want more. They make resolutions. But it comes short because they are always kind of distracted by the matters of life. Today, the time of this recording, Brian, we are January 2nd, 2019. That's 2 days into the new year. My prediction is you put one weekend in between and people, if they haven't already, are distracted, are delayed, back to distress, back to the same old thing. So what can they do differently? What is your mindset? What is your approach to make it count right now? What are you doing to make your year different?
Great question, Vince. If I can boil it down to a few simple things, the first shift that I made in my mind was to realize that it's not about, you know, today or this year or this week or this month. This is a lifelong commitment for us to improve ourselves, whether somebody comes into the new year wanting to increase their income, improve or develop more their spirituality, get their health and wellness in order. It's really about understanding that it may begin now. However, the conquest and the journey is going to go until we close our eyes and we don't open them again. And I believe people look at these subjects in too much of a finite kind of space or state and say, well, I'm going to try it for a month. There's this element of trying it instead of saying, you know what? January 1st, 2019 is when I finally commit to changing my health and wellness forever. And I make the commitment now and I'm never going to stop. So this lifelong conquest that we commit to, I believe, puts that switch off in our mind to say, okay, I'm not just going to try this. This is now me. I'm going to go into the beingness of being somebody who's healthy and well all the time. That switch definitely helped me as far as my mindset to understand that, hey, I'm in this for the long run. This isn't just a little fad or 1 week or 1 month. Additionally, on top of that was I understood that in all areas of life, I had to raise my standards. You know, I see so many people make these goals, and let's say they want to raise their income, and they're really excited, they're really fired up, they're really motivated, yet every day they spend time around people at work or at their home or their friends and their acquaintances that have the opposite beliefs, the opposite energy. So all they're doing now is exposing themselves and submerging themselves in the opposite of what they want. And one thing that I did in the beginning that helped me tremendously was I said, I'm raising the standards of everything from the way that I think, the way that I speak, who I spend time with, my standards for income, my standards for my health and wellness, and it's going all across the board, all areas of life. I'm going to step it up. And that made me really look at this thing from a different perspective and make the necessary changes that I needed to really make those leaps and bounds of improvement. Vince, are you there?
Oh, I am muted. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Brian, I apologize. I was muted and I did talk. So it dawned on me today that part of the problem is not necessarily people or the person. Part of the problem is that it's constantly advertised that if you take that one thing or if you do that one thing, then you'll be okay. And finally, you'll be able to rest. And that's ingrained. For most people, you know, there's that promise that, oh, if I finally get there, then I can rest afterwards. And that is so encouraged, and that is so different than the mindset of champions, that for most people, I like to put myself in their shoes, it could be a little scary, almost like a person who wants to cut off a bad habit. Their concern is, oh, I'll never be able to do it again. So there with the habit of turning it into a lifestyle until our last breath, some might be concerned because they were hoping that eventually a quick fix will get them there. So what should those people realize, remember, or know if the concern comes up that, wow, you mean I have to go at it again and again and again and again and again?
Yeah, that's another one I see frequently as well, Vince. And the way that I understood it when I started making these changes myself was we all have a certain, you know, action threshold. We all have a certain way of being. We all have our certain habits, current habits and rituals. And doing that new thing, well, first and foremost, the whole it's this one thing is complete, just it's ridiculous, right? I even made a podcast episode recently about this in a YouTube video. It's not one thing. It's everything. We have to stop looking for the quick fix and this kind of stuff. And people have fallen into that trap so often now that they're starting to see that it doesn't work. Yet we fool ourselves and tell ourselves a story. Well, you know, this is going to be that new fad that's finally going to work, and I'm going to have my breakthrough, and then I can relax. I think people are starting to wake up to that to a certain extent now. Maybe not, you know, globally, but at least in our circle of the people who are truly committed. But when we finally decide and we say, okay, it's not the one thing, it's everything, and I'm going to commit, we're stepping into the unknown. This is a mystery for most people. It's a black hole. It's something that they've never experienced before because they're starting to now believe and accept that, okay, I need to make some changes. And the way I saw it was I had to get comfortable with being in that space. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what the next step was going to be sometimes. I didn't know if it was going to work out. But I said, you know what? I need to commit to doing this. And eventually, the act of being uncomfortable all the time suddenly becomes our normal mode of operation, and now we operate from that standpoint. So, for example, now everyone else is resting. We're always in action, and that's normal for us. Now, resting is something that we look at and say, whoa, I don't understand that. Why is everybody resting? We want to do more and do more and be more and have more. And now suddenly this whole thing flips like a polarity. It just flips on itself, and now we're on the opposite side of it, reaping all the benefits. What I truly believe, and I really encourage people, is to say, just hang in there, and eventually it's going to click, and you'll figure it out. And I've seen so many people, the ones who are dedicated and truly committed to this change, they see it and they experience it, and they're forever grateful because of it.
Brian, a trap, I fell for it, I see many fall for it, is you get really good. You eventually even become the best at what you do. And then follows complacency. Now, I was just at your place, and I counted the cars. I understood one is in the shop, but it's four. And I see the growth. So how are you able to always stop yourself? Because one of the many things I admire about you is that I have seen no sign of complacency because you already well achieved. On the contrary, I mean, we met a couple of years ago. You already were top. You already were well achieved. And yet, unlike the other guys that reach a peak, you have topped yourself again and again.
Well, Vince, I would say that's twofold, right? Number one is the people that I choose to stay close to and spend time around. You know, I can only spend no more than 2 or 3 minutes with you and Arash and some of our colleagues, and I'm immediately inspired and and I see where I can improve in other areas. And that's definitely one of the major contributing factors, is I stay connected to people who are, even if not in my field, in other fields, just breaking barriers and really pushing the limits. And secondly, I've made it this game that we live in this life. I said, you know what? I'm going to see what I can achieve. What is my potential as a human being, not just in business or in communication or in lifestyle or in YouTube or social media? What is my actual potential? Where's the ceiling to this? And me staying fixated on that, truly attempting to even see what my actual full potential is just this journey that I see as this never-ending path that I keep running on. And that's something that definitely keeps me fired up to get up every day and just continue just going 100%, 100 miles an hour all day, every day.
Brian, you know, my background is in music. I also, like you, had quite a bit of success with music, you with sports, and then I went for a different passion. Now, it's a silly example, but in music, there's certain chords or beats that you could easily learn within 2-3 weeks, 2-3 months. And in the end, there's only the same 12 notes. But there's people who will play that one simple chord like nobody else. And I'm only saying that because when I hear you speak and you share a simple principle, you share it like nobody else because you live it. So you said something, the people that we surround ourselves with. And now it would be nearly impossible to go to any good source of motivation, self-help, coaching without hearing that. And yet it's so essential. So I'd love to hear that from you, because I know that when you say it, when I hear it from you, it's more impactful.
Yeah, Vince, you know, it is one of those datums that we see universally, yet it's still, you know, everyone's looking for the next big thing. But, you know, if we can really grasp those fundamentals, I really think that people can make huge changes and huge progress. And that's why we always come back to the basics. We always come back to those fundamentals. And as much as we want to stray away from them, it always leads back there. I find myself constantly going back every month or two and revisiting all these new things and the basics in all areas, because it's those basics that open up the next level for us and they continue to pave, you know, the way and the path to, for more improvement. And we can never forget that. And I still truly believe that, yeah, we're at a point now, maybe because it's 2019 and there's so much information out there that people believe it's not about the basics anymore, when those are the first things that people have to learn. And just like you did in music, in sports, you know, I had some great coaches and I also had my own dedication. And I said, these fundamentals, I don't care how much physical talent I have, how much speed or whatever it is, I need to master these fundamentals. And I looked up to players like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, who not only were physically gifted, but also were just masters of their craft, and they mastered the fundamentals like no other. Repetition, tens of thousands of repetitions of these shots and movements with their feet and jumps. And it's no wonder that when they go out, it looks like an orchestra. It's a perfect choreography of masters on the court, in this case in basketball. And, you know, every time you interview them, you talk to them, and you tune in to where their mind is at, it was always that we never stray away from the fundamentals. And we just practice and drill the fundamentals over and over until we get to that level that no one else is willing to go to, because it takes that time and dedication.
I've heard a really famous actor, Hollywood actor, 2 days ago say, you guys should stop clapping, because whenever you do that, you're making something that should be the norm abnormal. You mentioned a couple athletes. Now, I played quite a bit of sports some time ago, but I don't follow very much. I'm under the impression that although we tend to go back to the same handful of guys, and do you think they were very, very special, or are people missing out and they could be topped by newer athletes, but they're lacking the mindset? This is just a question that I've been curious about the past couple of days. And I hope it makes sense the way I said it.
Absolutely, and I think I totally understand it, Vince. And what I believe makes them special is their level of dedication, because that's really what it comes down to. You know, I can even think back to my beginning stages in real estate and social dynamics, and, you know, learning from you guys, and even at sports. It was just this this never-ending hunger to want to take that drill or that exercise and just do it so much that you get so good at it and you have it so mastered that it becomes a part of you. And that's truly what I believe. And like you said, it's the mindset. That's truly what makes these people special, because we even hear Bruce Lee saying, I don't fear the man who has done 10,000 kicks one time. I fear the man who's done one kick 10,000 times. That's what we're talking about here, a level of commitment, a level of discipline, a level of obsession of these certain principles, and being able to take that in that one field. And this is what people miss. These individuals aren't trying to be the best at the world at everything. They're picking their one field and one skill and just mastering that and just putting in thousands and thousands and thousands of hours. And I believe that the individual who is able to do that, sustained over time and dedicate their life to that, that's what makes them special, Vince. I don't think it's the physical talents or the natural gifts. I think it's that mindset and that ability to just stay the course with that one thing and say, I'm going to do this from age 5 all the way until I pass away, and I'm just going to be the best person at this. I truly believe, in my opinion, Vince, that's what makes somebody special.
Wow. I have two more questions. The first one, Brian, is that you are very, very, very busy, and I'm assuming that because, you know, I follow you on Instagram and so on, and I see you at the office, and I see you there, and I see you there, yet you make the time. So I'm curious about your mindset around that. You're busy, but you make the time despite.
Yeah, it comes down to priorities in my world, Vince. And there's certain things that are priorities to me, right? My personal development, you know, doing the events, spending time with you guys, watching you guys, studying you and Arash and reading and all these activities that I do. Those are the activities, and my dedication to those priorities got me to where I'm at today, and that can never be lost. So one thing I always recommend people do, and something that I do on a weekly basis when I review my weeks on Sunday evenings, is I say, was my schedule this week in line with what my priorities are? And if there's anything off, what can be fixed? So I'm constantly observant of that. And if I find little holes, I fix them, and I jump on them immediately. I'm very meticulous about tracking my time and my activities and what I'm doing and making sure that they're 100% in alignment with my priorities. And I think that people, they're not very aware of that. You know, if I ask people, what did you do yesterday? Like, if I was to ask you, what were you doing at 8:30 a.m., do you know? And most people give me a look, a blank stare, like, what are you talking about? I know exactly what I'm doing at what time, and I have those priorities super in check, Vince. So for me, I know that's what's going to take me to the next level and what got me to the current level. So those priorities always have to be in check, and I'm always on top of them.
Wow. Just hearing it makes me feel sharper. Last question. I heard you this weekend. You were talking about personal integrity and that we cannot even afford a little white lie. That's powerful. Tell us more, please, Brian.
Well, I remember even before entering this whole personal evolution journey, Vince, and even being a child and hearing white lies and in my mind saying, that's not right. And it just never sat well with me, even as a child, before knowing about self-help and, you know, all the stuff that we're entrenched in today. And I also went through an experience where my parents, in a business deal, were treated very unfairly, and they were lied to when I was younger. And I vowed at that moment, and I said, well, when I get into business at whatever point in my future, I will run my business with 100% honesty. I'm never going to lie to anybody. I don't have to lie to anybody. And as I went through my studies, I realized all the most powerful figures that we admire and we look at weren't liars. They were very honest men. You know, I look at individuals like yourself, Arash, and our nation, our tribe, were people with a high level of integrity. We don't lie. We don't have to. So I always saw it as also a virtue of somebody who's very powerful, very, we can say, confident in themselves, very sure with themselves, very secure with themselves, because we don't have to lie about anything. And no matter which way I looked at it, I said, okay, this is something that I need to really apply at the highest level of my life. And I'm the type of person that does stuff 100%, right? And that's why I mentioned white lies. I'm not going to be honest 99.9% of the time. I'm going to be honest 100% of the time, because if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it 100%. I'm not going to be one foot in, one foot out like we see a lot of guys in the community. Oh, well, I want to try this or that. No, You take it and you do it 100% because then you get the results. If you don't do it 100% and you don't apply yourself, you're not going to get the result and it's not going to work. So let's take this thing and let's do it right.
Brian, this is solid. I thank you so very much. There is information along with the description of this podcast about the Evolution of Consciousness Convention. It is very elite, the one that just happened, EC2, and the one that's coming up in June. Simply contact us if you're interested in this. And last, Brian, how can people, what's one best way for people to view your brilliance, to experience your brilliance?
Best way for anybody to get a hold of me and see me would be on Instagram, at Brian Casella, my full name altogether, and you can send me a message.
Brian, thank you so much.
Vince, thank you, brother. We'll talk soon.